I just want to tell you all how happy I am to be back in the studio, making a picture again.
It was a bilious piece of dirt that made me cry out in pain.
Did you say it was a brilliant piece of work and you'll fly me out to Spain?
I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it.
From our bilious pieces of dirt department, Kristen Meinzer and Rafer Guzman are here to review the movies of the week on Friday. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast, along with Rafer Guzman, is a film critic for Newsday. Welcome, guys.
Hey, John. Hey, happy Friday.
So happy Friday. And let's start with a movie that takes us right to the top of the world, Everest, based on the disaster back in the 90s that's been covered and written about and talked about. But here's the movie.
It hurts. It's dangerous. It destroys relationships. It's costing you all a small fortune.
Are there any negative aspects to
this? I gotta ask the question. You know I do. Why?
Why?
Because it's there!
Everyone knows this Everest story, and everyone knows the book by John Krakauer. Is this kind of an operatic version of a story that's told cinematically now?
I think it is very operatic. There's a lot of large-scale, giant panning sort of cinematography on this. We get to see how majestic and how unrealistic it is to climb Everest. But at the same time, what I found more interesting about this was how frustrated I was with these characters. That one question, why do you do this? This is terribly disastrous. This is terribly dangerous. And I thought that was the more fascinating part, is just looking at these characters and why they did this. But I would say, for just an overview of what happened in 1996 during this Everest disaster, watch the documentary instead that came out in 1998. It's fantastic.
The IMAX movie, which is sort of a tragic but brilliant piece of filmmaking. Does this work?
I think it does. This is also an IMAX film. It's actually only out in IMAX and 3D right now, which is a pretty good way to see it. It was shot partly on location on Everest itself. It looks great. Fantastic cast. Josh Brolin, John Hawkes, Emily Watson, Keira Knightley. Long list. Kristen's right. I think it does suffer a little bit from the disaster film problem, where you've got such a big ensemble cast that people kind of jockey for screen time and they get lost. But I think there's also an emotional component about why these people do that, aside from that jocular clip, that kind of sneaks up on you. I think it works pretty well.
Talk about operatic Whitey Bulger in the movie Black Mass. Johnny Depp playing Whitey Bulger. Here's a clip.
I can help you, Jimmy, and you can help me. I'm not trying to clean up Southie. I love this place. I'm interested in the North End. I'm interested in the Mafia, and I bet you are too.
That's 2 minutes.
American Folklore. Rafer, does it work?
It does. That's Johnny Depp. Almost unrecognizable. Contact lenses, bald forehead, hair slicked back, age freckles. He's really good, very scary as Whitey Bulger, very steely. He's this kind of black moral void walking through the film. It's in some ways a pretty straightforward gangster film, and it feels like many gangster films you've seen before, but I still think Depp's performance is really good. He really carries the film.
Love it or hate it, Kristen?
I think it's a great gangster film if you like guns, if you like money, if you like mobster activity, but I do have to say I was actually a little distracted by all of the makeup and hair and the contact lenses with Johnny Depp. He looked kind of like Gollum in the middle of Goodfellas. I didn't understand what they were doing artistically with him. Overall, though, I still like the movie.
Third film for this weekend is a surprise sort of competitor to Divergent and the
the Hunger Games.
Hunger Games series, Maze Runner 2. Do you know what WICKED stands for, the famous acronym in this dystopic feature?
You know, I don't actually know what WICKED stands for. Do you, John?
World in Catastrophe Kill Zone Experiment Department. Do you like the movie?
So
I actually do like these films quite a bit. I think they're a good antidote to the Hunger Games films. They're a little rougher, a little tougher, and I think they're a lot of fun.
Maze Runner, can you get out of the labyrinth, Kristen?
I think these movies are horrible. I think they're repetitive. I think they don't unload the clues to you fast enough. I think these movies are such a snooze. Just can't get behind the Maze Runner movies.
So the podcast is a good alternative this week?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're helping
one of our listeners with some movie therapy who is fed up with love and needs some movies that don't show overly idealistic heterosexual depictions of love.
Maze Runner is an example there. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Rafer Guzman, a film critic for Newsday. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks,
you too, John.
You too.
Hey, There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.